Blog Talk Radio.
Participation for the next hour, and I am so excited to be able to talk to you tomorrow. First I'll tell you, because I get so excited, you're talking to Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air. I am a psychic spirit medium. I also rock the RN degree, and I am a life coach. I'm a legal nurse consultant and all the other little letters you can put after my name, and I'm sure everybody else has. So, again, you are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and today we've got the Bells. Hi, Annabelle.
Hi, Bonnie.
No, I'm Tinkerbell.
Okay, Tinkerbell. I am so sorry. You're fluttering around now, just all upset because I called you Bonnie.
No, I love that, actually. I am just so excited that we're the Bells. We're the metaphysical Bells, actually. So, but before I get started, I just want to tell everybody I am on again tomorrow. We have an Annabelle I would love you to call. He's a super guy, and he's going to call in, I hope, and speak with you. He's a YouTuber. He's got a huge following. He's a tarot and astrology reader, and his name is Hal Solomon. He will be here at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and you got to hear his story because he just had an ascension like I never saw. So he's going to go through what all the gifts he had, what all the gifts he rocks, and what all the gifts he got. And then he's going to do some reading. So I would love I know Brenda will come, Brenda Bell, if she's not working. But I would love you, Annabelle, to call in and speak with him because he's super cool. Although you do all that anyway. So Annabelle, tell everybody what you do and how to get a hold of you because this is your business.
Okay, I'm a psychic medium. You can reach me at 330-484-4807, at email at annmillerpsychic@gmail.com. Website is just Ann Miller Psychic, and also on Facebook.
Well, you know what, Annabelle? I think you had a Hotmail a number, and you had to take that off because you were just too hot to try.
Oh, sure.
Well, you know what? You're too hot in my books. You are one of the best, and you know, if I'm going to use anybody, you are one of the ones I go to first and probably last. So everyone, I have the best of the best. In fact, I just had a reading by Annabelle yesterday, and I am so glad that I did. But what's really crazy, Annabelle, is you and I just got the same tarot cards. Is that like nuts?
Oh, that is so neat. But there's another one I wanted to tell you about that I got, too. It's called Heart and Soul Angel Cards. And
wow.
It's by Angela McGurr, McGerr. They are very interesting. You got to look that up.
Okay, I am going to. I'm going to, if I forget, I'll be calling you. But these cards that you and I just got are, I can't even pronounce the last name, but it's Nicoletta Cicoli or Cicoli, or how do you pronounce them?
I don't know. I was wondering about that. I want to say Cicoli, C-E-C-O-L-I, or Seal. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Well, I know they're Italian, and the thing is, I keep thinking they say E. coli, which is a really bad disease.
I think you want to go there.
I think that's why I actually like them. I don't know. But what's funny is, and then I'll get to the phone lines, because we do have callers early, and I'm so excited. But I've got to tell you, I pulled two cards out. Now, you have the same deck, but I know both of us have just gotten this. They're crazy, crazy, crazy. But the one that fell out, and I always do this because somebody needs to hear these messages. I usually have my flower cards, but I don't. So maybe you'll have a card to pull. But it is the Seven of Cups. Now, what's weird is the Seven of Cups, in most decks, I think it's that you're feeling lack of. But this one is it's the Seven. Oh my gosh, I said the Two of Cups the last time. The Seven of Cups. The Seven of Cups. Too many choices can cause confusion. If you're not sure what to choose, don't choose yet. Let things settle down, and it will become clear. So your key concepts are scattered energy. Ooh, do you think that's me, Annabelle?
Oh, now, no.
You know how I always pull these things to butt. And conflicting desires and surprises. So anybody out there, if you can relate to this card, It's a picture of Alice in Wonderland. I always think it's Alice in Wonderland. And she's sitting on, like, it looks like the moon with all these holes. And all these rabbits are popping out, except one hole's empty. And she's just looking at this rabbit that's looking at her. And they're, like, staring at each other. So I'm not sure if I'm reading the card, and I wanted, would read the card. I guess that's right. She's got too many rabbit choices. So if there's anybody there with a hole in the middle, so if there's anybody there that can relate to this card, too many choices can cause confusion, then know that, you know, all you have to do really is sit and meditate just for a few minutes, ask your angels, guides, and masters to help you, and I'm sure you will start to be clear. Don't you think, Annabelle?
Of course, yes, definitely.
Okay, well, I'm not going to read the next card because the next card, I counted to 20. And I think we'll just, this one is the Queen of Swords. Do you know what the Queen of Swords is? Or do you, you know, the Queen of Swords. And, you know, I was reading the meaning of this one, and it says, one who yields quiet power behind the scenes may be more dangerous than is easily perceived.
Ha ha.
Yeah.
I'm behind the scenes, but I don't think I'm dangerous.
Well, you never know, right? But I'll tell you, I think I'm the Queen of Cups. Maybe I'm the Princess of Cups. I don't know. But this picture is this woman. She's frantically writing, and the papers are flying everywhere. And then there's a horse behind her with all these stars. So I wonder if she's creating her desires. You know, that's what this card reminds me of. So I wonder really what the Queen of Swords means in other decks.
Well, I really don't. I can't tell you. That's where you need Ron.
Yeah. Hey, listen, he doesn't do the minor arcana. He only does the major arcana. But I will tell you, I know that, walk with spirit, too many choices. Tinkerbell sounds a bit like me too. Oh, I love that. Walk with spirit. Hey, if you can relate, I can relate too. And both of us need to take that card and meditate because we've got too many choices. I wish I had too many choices, walk up with spirit. Okay, I am going to go to the phone lines if you're ready, Annabelle.
Sure.
Let's see.
I'm always ready. I'm always ready.
And, you know, I am not going to say what I'm thinking because you know what's coming out of my mouth. You're always wet, ready, willing, and able, right? But in a good way, okay? In a good way. All right. I am going to take 806. 806, you are on with Annabelle and Tinkerbell. Hi.
Hey, good morning, Annabelle and Tinkerbell.
You know, you can call me Bonnie because, you know, it kind of sounds funny because then you could call me Tink and I don't like that. Okay,
hi. This is Sherry. How are you guys?
Hi,
we're
Sherry.
Fine. How are you, Jerry?
Good.
Yeah,
is it Sherry or Sherry? Okay.
It's Sherry. Like the wine.
Oh, Sherry. Okay.
Sherry. Well, I can't have too much of that Sherry because otherwise I would not be able to do the show. So, yes, like the wine. How can we help you today, Sherry?
Well, I want to see what energy you guys are picking up around this. I just kind of got a hit from spirit yesterday that maybe I need to let go of the dream that I had moving to New Mexico. That, you know, it probably won't be, you know, not a bad thing, but just probably not for my highest and greatest. And I'm wondering if that has to do with maybe something better being here, or does that open the door to moving somewhere else?
What I'm feeling is it's like a setback for you right now, but there is an opportunity coming that you wouldn't want to miss if you weren't there. So I just feel for the time being you're going to be where you're at, okay?
Yeah.
And then when I get into 6 to 8 months from now, there is a nice change for you, and New Mexico isn't out completely. It's just right now.
Okay, well, I'm not going to renew some licensing for that state. It's just if it's not going to happen, there's no point in me paying to, because what I started to do was set up things to be there already and line things up, and I've been working on this since 2011, and it's just, it's not happening at this point. So I'm just not going to keep spending the money, and I'm just wondering, is that because maybe a mate's here, or there's some other things better for me are here, or...
That's what I'm feeling. It's just like this is, I want to say this is like a door slamming in your face.
Only because I've held on to this for so long.
Yeah, it's like it's just, I just kind of feel that spirit, your angels, your guides are stopping you because it's not the time to leave. And if you did push it and you left right now, that it wouldn't be what you expected it to be. So it's like you're stopped.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I mean, it was just not working out, but now I got a clear stop yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, why?
Well, it's just because of the opportunity that's coming up here. You'd almost kick yourself when you're there.
And that's okay. I mean, I'm not going to distrust the pain that I got yesterday. It was so clear. But I'm just like... I also wanted to be with someone, and that's really outweighing the move. And I'm, like I said, I'm willing to wait. But is that the opportunity you're seeing, or?
I'm feeling, around the opportunity, I'm feeling money, okay? And I just feel like you're going to help somebody that's really, it's like an important thing.
Okay.
What you're
going to
do where you're at. Yeah.
I feel that too, Annabelle. In fact, I was, you know, going to say, because, you know me, and keeping my mouth shut, that she can't. They've been stopping her for, I mean, there's something that she's got to do yet. And that's what I'm getting, you know, same thing.
Right. Yeah, I feel really happy. Like, things, you're going to be very happy. You're going to be feeling good, mind, body, spirit, soul. You know, it's just like, and more money coming in, it's just like things are going to be good.
Okay.
You know,
and
I thank you. I just want to say.
There's no dating here. And so I'm like, I don't know why I would continue to be here this long, this many years. And it's like, I'm really wanting to manifest that.
Well, and I'm just, what I'm getting right now is just hang on a little bit longer.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I keep feeling that, you know, that it's like you've always lived, this is horrible, like, you know, it's probably the worst, a worser vision than actually what I'm saying, but it's like you've always lived in the future because you're always somewhere else. Your thoughts are always ongoing. And now what I'd love you to do is pull your thoughts back to where you are, because, like, I feel like there's something there you have got to complete. So, you know, I would have to say, looking at the vision I'm seeing, is pull your energy back to where you are. Understand that you're supposed to be where you are, and there's something coming up that you have to do. And that's what I see.
Okay. And like I said, I did give that up, and it was not horrible because I've been kind of toying with it for a year. But now I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to let it go to bed now.
Well, that's a good thing. And thank goodness that you are listening.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you would have gone ahead and gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're taken care of. You're taken care of.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for looking into it, ladies.
You're
so welcome.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, call us back and let us know when you find out exactly why you know you're there, because I know you're going to find that out soon.
That'd be nice. Okay, I will.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye,
bye.
Bye, you too.
Bye. Oh, I love her. That's so sweet. I love that energy. You know, I love when people, we have such great metaphysical people, even just listening, chatting, calling in. I just love the spirit of everyone. So I'm so happy to be back. I have somebody I'm going to put on, and he is our guest for tomorrow. His name is Hal Solomon, and he is a tarot and astrology reader, and he is, besides a spirit medium, he's fabulous. Hi, Hal.
Hey. Sorry, I never called in on this end before, so wanted to make sure I'm here.
Hi. Well, wait, Annabelle, this is Hal. Hal, this is Annabelle. I wanted you two to meet because he's going to be on the show tomorrow. He's been on before when he first started. He's so connected. I love this kid. I shouldn't call him a kid because I'm really the kid and he's the adult. But I did want you guys to meet, and I know I want – it's so cool when we can actually get a reading. So I'm going to ask you, Hal, to ask Annabelle anything you want.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, first off, I would say, you know, if there's anything you're getting from my energy in general and stuff, you can tell me, you know, whatever's coming to mind. But I
mean,
wait,
Hal, let her talk. So, okay, Annabelle. So, do you getting anything with Hal?
Well, yes. It's just like, my goodness, he has no idea how many people he's helping. I feel like you've come to a place right now that it's you're enjoying, really enjoying what you're doing. And I'm just feeling love, peace, and joy. And it's like, my goodness, and the money's pouring in. Hey, here it comes.
Okay, Hal, now go ahead. You can ask. I just wanted to hear. I know I stopped you, but I knew that Annabelle, I could feel she was feeling your energy. So that's why I stopped you, because I knew what she was feeling. So go ahead. You can talk to Annabelle.
No, that's actually great, because one of the things I was going to ask about was money, actually, and you literally just talked about it.
There
so.
You go. See, it's coming.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing that I just always like a little information about is I tend to have a little bit of challenges when it comes to dating and stuff, so any information or advice about that might be cool.
I'm picking up that somebody from the past might briefly come back. I just want you to turn your back before you even get involved again. It's not going to work this time. It didn't work last time. I'm getting between a 2 to 3 week period, and so it must be right around 2.5 weeks, because I get between that period. Excuse me. There's somebody that you know that's going to introduce you to somebody else that is going to be pretty special.
How about it could be me? It could be me, Annabelle. I mean, I know people I could introduce them to. Do you think it's me, or do you think it's somebody else he knows?
I think it's somebody else he knows.
Oh, that's okay.
I was seeing a guy, okay? Like a guy's going to tell you.
Okay. Is that cool or what? Is that cool or what, Hal?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you see anything else, Annabelle?
I'm just feeling good, because it's like up until, I want to say maybe, just a short period ago, it's just maybe a week or so ago, it's almost like, and I think we all do this at one point in time, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, kind of thinking, you know, what direction am I going to go in? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And it's just like immediately you find out this is where you're supposed to be. And the business starts coming in, then the money starts flowing in, and you're expanding more to a wider area.
Yeah, you totally hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I definitely needed to hear that one.
So you know what? I got to tell you, Annabelle, what he has, and I want so badly, and you'll hear this tomorrow, but if he puts his vids up, he has bracelets that I've hopefully encouraged him to put on. They're chakra that he had them made, and they're all attuned to the different chakras, and they're gorgeous. And you can get, because he's such a good designer, and his dad, you know, does stuff with jewelry too with him. And this one he got, and you can get it on his website, and I want one. He already knows that. So how do you
I
see
want
that
one
going?
Too.
Yeah, how do you see that? Except I want the black one, and there's no chakras that go to black. But, you know, he does have all the different chakras. I would wear them all on top of each other. They're gorgeous, and they're all, they have a metal piece. I mean, they're stunning. He does everything right. Do you see, now that's not what he's going to ask you, because I know his business is metaphysical, but do you see him getting more and more into that kind of, you know, designing and stuff?
Part-time. And the I'm seeing Evil Eye. Have you made those yet?
No. The only thing I've made so far was the energy bracelets.
Okay. There's going to be a necklace, and I designed one of these years ago. It's just a piece of silver with the little tiny chakra stones in it, just a long piece of silver. And it had all of the chakras on it. And you're going to do something similar to that. And then I'm seeing the evil eye. So that's something that's coming up you're going to do.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah, you better send me one. And Annabelle one.
Well, Brenda Bell's going to want one too.
And Brenda Bell. That's right. I'm Brenda Bell. And you know, do you know I know where you live? You know, I mean, not that I know where you live, but I know what state you're from.
Yeah, you know the general area. So.
Yeah. So I just want to tell you, everyone listening, Hal will be here tomorrow. He is going to be my guest reader. He's fabulous. You can't imagine. And Annabelle, if you'd like to call in, I know that Brenda Bell would. But you're talking about the matriarch of all metaphysics that you're talking to, Hal. So there isn't anything she doesn't know. And that's why I don't know. But she, you know, I'd love you to call in Annabelle also, because he's fabulous.
Well, I will do that.
Now that I've put you on the spot. Brent, Hal, you better be ready. Okay, well, thank you. You know, I am so happy to talk to you. You know, you're one of my faves, and I love you very much. And I will see you, and everybody, Hal will be joining us tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and he will be doing readings. He will be, well, we'll be talking, we'll be chatting, and he will have audience participation. His readings are amazing, too. So please, everyone, come back tomorrow at 1, and Hal, we will see you then.
Well,
okay,
why don't
awesome.
You, Hal, why don't you tell the audience what your website is so they can see the bracelets?
It's www.hesultimage.com. Yeah, it's pronounced H-E-S Ultimate. It's a kind of hybrid name, so spelling it out helps. All right,
well,
but thank you very much, ladies.
Wait a minute. We have another bell on the air because Brenda Bell finally joined us. Hi, Brenda!
Hi!
How are you, cuz?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am so happy you joined us because I wanted you to meet Hal. I know that you don't know who he is, but this is Hal Solomon.
Hi, Hal.
He is also a tarot and astrology reader. He will be my guest tomorrow.
Awesome.
Excuse me. But he's a super, super guy, and he's got all these cool things. And your mom just gave him a fabulous reading. Are you picking up anything before I let him off? Because I want you to call in and get a reading tomorrow.
Okay, I can do that. What time? What time is he going to be on?
1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you pick a card for him, Brenda?
You know what? I was just doing that. I just walked in the door, and I hadn't got my cards out yet, but let me go ahead.
I love you, Brenda.
I love you, too. Hi, Hal.
Hi.
We all love you, too, Hal.
We love
Thank
you, Hal.
You. I love you, too.
Thank you.
I got two cards for you. One is the, it's called the Five of Emotion. It says, forgiveness is an important, I don't know, everything is going off here. All my electronics are going off, so.
it's his energy.
It must
yes.
be because everything started going off at the same time. Forgiveness is an important part of healing. Forgive yourself and those around you for any mistakes of the past so that everyone can move forward. Grieving is normal, part of life. Ask your angels or those you love to help you move through the process quickly so that you can get back on path to joy. And then the other one was organization. Your plans are on target and everything will flow more smoothly if you add a little organization and discipline to your methods. The key to success is to allow your creativity to be gently guided by logic. Be open to asking for help from someone very intellectual or seek out a mentor.
Wow. How?
Awesome.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Does it make sense? Because I did not hear any of the conversation. So.
Yeah, no, it definitely does for me, both of them, especially with things that I've been going through very, very recently in the past, like, week or so.
Okay.
That's too cool. Any other, do you feel anything physically before I let him off?
I just feel like something in my throat and I feel nervous. Like I'm just like real like energetic, like I'm nervous, and I don't know if nervous is the word I want to use because I don't get that nervous feeling in my stomach, but I just feel like butterflies, like, you know, just there's so much going on that you just don't know which way to go next. That's the way I feel.
You know what I feel with what Brenda said? I feel like what she's feeling in your throat, I feel like you want to tell somebody off.
Yeah, I do have a tendency to internalize things when it comes to my personal life, so I'm trying to work on that more with opening communication with people in my personal life more so.
Yeah, because it doesn't
definitely
feel like a physical thing, like something's wrong with you. It does feel more like what Mom said, is it just need to be out with it. And by you internalizing, too, will cause that, you know, that anxiety in your stomach and maybe make you feel like you're just kind of, ooh, like, you know, I don't want to eat right now because I'm just I've got too much going on and, you know, that kind of thing. So.
Totally, Hal.
Yeah.
And you know, he speaks with his voice all the time. Do you remember when I first met you, you said you had to watch your voice? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I do, because I used to be doing a full-time job on top of my readings as a part-time job back then. I actually had a vocal hemorrhage back then, even though now, thank God, like my physical throat's doing a lot better now.
isn't that funny? I mean, isn't that
weird
she picked up
well,
your
and
throat?
And then Brenda went right to your throat. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a weird feeling that I feel there. And it's very hard for me to explain, but it feels like it's I'm having a hard time finding the words because it doesn't feel to me like anything's wrong, but it feels like sick in there or something. I just can't explain how that feels.
There is kind of always this like tightness, and I always have to kind of guard it. Like it's definitely one of my most sensitive areas, my throat.
Okay, all right.
That's why I want to see what I want to see what you picked up. Isn't that cool?
Go gargle with salt water.
I'm sure he does.
Old fashioned remedy.
Well, Hal, whatever you do, get your throat ready for tomorrow because you got a couple readings already lined up, I see.
All right, absolutely. Thank you very much, everybody.
You're
welcome. It's nice to
have
you.
All right, I will see you tomorrow, Bonnie. All right.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Bye, Hal.
All right,
bye-bye.
Isn't he just adorable? He's just so sweet.
He's so nice, yes.
He is super nice, super cool, and he waits till you hear his readings. Because you think we don't read what the cards say? His interpretations are totally downloaded. So wait till you get, you know, I'm really excited for you to hear him do a reading. So it's different. It's very different. So, and he uses like 10 million deck cards. It's really crazy. So I know that you two will really like it. But I am going to go to the next caller, and that is 928. You are on with the bells. Hi, we're the Bell Sisters. Do you want us to sing for you?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Bonnie. This is Sophina.
Hi, how are you? What, say your name slower so they can hear you.
Alfina?
Alfina.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
Pretty. Pretty name.
Yeah, very
I'm good.
Okay, how can we help you? Because you got three of us today. Well, you got two and a half because I'll let them talk. Maybe. Okay.
I just want some cards pulled for my relationship right now with Dale.
I just pulled an angel card right before
okay.
you called in, and it says, ask for harmony in relationships as well as perfect harmony in life. So you need ask Charmaine, Angel Charmaine, and also Angel Raphael, okay? Because I want to get Raphael in there to heal something so you can put it all back together the way you want it, okay?
Is there any, you know what's really crazy? I just pulled, and then I'll, Brenda, go ahead. That's crazy. I'm the half person. Go for it.
That's okay. That's okay. I actually have three for you, and the first one I pulled was the spend time in nature listening for guidance from your angels and your inner voice, because overanalyzing the situation won't provide the answers you're seeking. Consider taking a small vacation, taking a break or Consider taking a vacation or a small break to help you rejuvenate and become clear on what your next step should be. Meditation can be very helpful. And the next one was something new and exciting related to creativity or your career comes to your attention. You feel an eagerness to learn and you're ready to get going. Although you feel insecure, do it anyway. This card represents someone in your life, or maybe you, who is creative, enthusiastic and fascinated by life and who wants to try everything. And then the last one I pulled was stop being so hard on yourself and turn your thoughts toward the positive. There's no need to worry. Anticipating the worst isn't helpful. Knowing that heaven will provide a solution if you're experiencing sleepless nights and anxiety over a challenge in your life, release the problem to your angels.
Okay. Can you... Yeah, go ahead, Annabelle.
What I'm kind of getting is I don't want you, because what I'm feeling from you right now is you want this so bad, you're hanging on to straws. And it's just like I want to say, try not to be so needy, be more positive, okay? And I just want to say, let him take care of you more than you taking care of him.
How does that sound, Althea?
Well, I'm very positive about it at the moment. Like, and we had a conversation, and I'm just, like, in that space of wanting to stay positive about it, so.
Well, I'll tell you, I pulled a card. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just feel like you need to pay attention to your dreams when you remember them. They're very important right now.
Okay.
Okay. Have you had any dreams lately?
No, not that I remember.
Okay.
Well, it's the ones that are important is like the ones that you're driving or you're shopping or you're doing something and it's like, oh my gosh, I dreamed about that. That's the important ones. And then rather than going to a dream book, think of what you are going through in your life right now. What does that dream mean to you? That's the important thing.
And, you know, I tell you, I drew a card, of course, because I'm listening to the other two. And I do it for my new deck, which, Annabelle, when you get this card, it's so gorgeous. I drew the Magician, number one, of the Major Arcana, or the Major Arcana. And a major card means that this is major in your life, that it's not like your day-to-day stuff. It is your major concern. So the Magician is all the power you need is within you. And I know you know this. Seize your own magic and use your will to make changes in your world. That doesn't mean you change somebody else's will, because I do want to tell you that you can't change anybody else's will, only your own. So that is for the better. And know that the only person that you can create magic for is yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Because you can create this magic, but you can't change anybody. So just remember that. The only person you can change is yourself and how you feel. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
So you know what, guys? You know, when I pulled the Magician, and it says that, you know, you have all the magic within yourself and the will to change your world. People who, like, look at other guys, they think they can, like, change their minds and make them like them more. But you really can't. You really can only change your world and how you think about yourself. So I love that. Don't you?
Yes.
Yes. I do. I like that. I'm anxious to see those cards. Those are the ones that you and Mom just got, right?
Yeah.
Cards.
Oh,
you guys both got the same cards.
Is that crazy?
Almost on the same day. It's weird. Yeah.
Absolutely weird. And what's crazy even is that both of us say, "Oh my God, why'd you get this deck?" And both of us said it's because of the pictures that they're like. Really drawn to the pictures. The only problem is I don't know about the meanings, because the meanings are like off. But the neat thing, and I think I was talking to Hal about this, was that that you can really interpret from the pictures versus reading, because they're so specific. The pictures are really crazy. They talk to you. And if they don't talk to you, Annabelle, they talk to me.
Yes, they do. It is... Yeah, it's strange. It's like, talk about a magical deck.
Yes. So, you know, that's why, and I just, you know, it's really crazy, because if you looked at that number one, the Magician, it's a little girl looking out with a lion's face, but her face is behind it, but her feet, she has a feet and a tail, and there's a little bird there. Now, how would you interpret that? So it's really, like, cool when you look at the meanings and then look at the picture. But it's just, I can't wait, Annabelle, for you to go through this deck.
Yeah, I want to do that. I haven't had a chance to do it yet.
I know. Well, and listen, the next time we talk, you'll have plenty of time to do it. But I am going to take, I think, 928. Did I just do 928, or do you remember what number?
Yeah, 928 was...
Okay, 413, you are on with the bells. You know, isn't that crazy that I'm saying the bells? What were we before? The metaphysical girls. Okay. Hi.
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 Hello, I'm so happy to finally get on. I called last week a couple times, but every time I called, it was disconnected, so I guess it was meant to be today.
I have to tell you, I had terrible problems. In fact, I was so depressed about it, I had to call Annabelle thinking that something's wrong with me. I had so many problems last week with drop calls, people like dropping, and I saw them all on, and then there was no one. So it was crazy, uh-oh. Crazy. So hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Alexandria. I'm from Massachusetts.
Hi, uh-huh. Alexandria. How can we all help you?
Oh,
and we're happy to have you.
Thank you. It seems like lately I get close to finding like the ultimate gain from whatever I'm doing. For instance, you know, if I'm working on a project, I get so close to getting to the top and thinking I've done a great job, but then it's like, I guess I haven't. You know? I just wanting to find that happy medium with love life and my career. And I'm kind of thinking that what the heck have I been doing the last, I'm going to be 30 in like a week. So So here I am, 30 years old, and I probably am going to go through my second divorce. And, you know, I'm trying to go to school, and I'm getting my master's degree, but it's like, is this all worth it? Like, am I in the wrong way? What's going on?
What are you getting your master's in?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. What are you getting your master's in?
Teaching. Education. Elementary education.
Wow. And who and how early did you get married?
My first marriage, I got married at 19, and we got divorced. I think I was 25 at the time.
Okay, how quickly did you get married?
Then I got remarried. I was 3 years ago, so 27. I was remarried.
Okay,
and
I'm going to hold. Go ahead.
Yep, I have two kids, one from one marriage and one from the other marriage, and I feel like I'm a total screw up.
No. Because I go into counseling and stuff like that, but I'm gonna let these two wonderful bells answer before I go into some intuitive counseling. But go ahead.
I'm feeling like I wanna get your education finished. And then things start breaking for you. It's like right now, as far as letting another relationship in your life, you're definitely not ready. You wouldn't trust.
We haven't started the divorce process. I'm just sick and tired of the way he is. So we are still, quote-unquote, together. I'm not looking for a relationship. I don't think I even want one ever again after the last two I've had.
You will.
Yeah, but, you will.
I'm just feeling like you're already separated. Okay, you might be living under the same roof, but it's just, you know, it's like you're already separated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling. I just kind of feel I want to get your education finished, and then life looks completely different than it does now. Because you're doing too much.
Yeah.
You know, you're being a mom. You're almost giving up on being a wife, and it's just like you. There's too much going on in your life, and there's no time for you. What is very important for you right now is to find something and do something that is just for you, what you really enjoy doing.
Right. That's hard because my husband is a penny pincher. So he wants the money for him to do stuff, but when it comes to me wanting to do stuff, it's you can wait until after.
Well, he's got a learning experience coming here because that's not going to last too long.
Yeah. What are you picking up, Brenda? Because I'll tell you after what I have.
What I'm getting career-wise, when you first said your career, and then I'll read you the cards I pulled because I pulled two before. You even got on the phone, and the last one I pulled as soon as I heard your voice. So the thing I'm getting about your career is I almost, when you finish your master's, I feel like you're doing something other than being in the classroom. I don't feel you in a classroom. I feel you doing something with that degree, but not in a classroom. I don't know
really?
If that makes sense to you, but that's the way I'm feeling. And I'm feeling it's a good move career-wise, whatever this is you're going to be doing. It's a great move career-wise.
Okay.
So, and the card, the first card I pulled for you was, this is a wonderful time in your life. Although you don't see this, but I do see this coming. And I haven't read these cards yet. I just pulled them and they're sitting here. This is a wonderful time in your life. Difficulties fall away and the light at the end of the tunnel is a star you can wish upon. The timing is right to make long-term plans for a joyful future, probably without your significant other right now, right? have a faith that things are going to turn out beautifully. So have that faith that everything's going to be perfect. Then a new topic or intellectual project is really exciting for you. There's so much to learn before you feel ready to move forward. New information may require changes to your plans. Review all documents carefully. You know will meet or are someone who loves to learn and share knowledge. this person is brilliant and truthful, but also blunt and not very diplomatic. And then the six of emotion is memories can fill your heart with many emotions. It's important to remember your past accurately without seeing it as better or worse than it was. People used to know may return to your life unexpectedly. Children could be an important issue, or you may need to reconnect with your inner child.
Okay. Now, may I ask you a question about the job? Because elementary education is a teacher in a classroom. So do you have any insight on what you think that I'd be doing that's not, but using my education?
I feel like it's more of a step higher than where you're at, like a step. There goes my electronics again. Why is that?
Might be me.
Do you hear that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But it might
so
be
so weird. I feel like a step higher than that. Like you're going to be using that master's degree in a step higher. Like I don't know, principal or something in.
I have been really seriously thinking about getting my doctorate once I finish my master's degree.
Okay, then that would either take you into either a superintendent
principal.
Well, you could do a principal with the master's, but the superintendent would go with a doctorate, right?
The superintendent would be a doctorate, but I kind of wanted to be a professor in college.
Oh, well,
that's what I
either
felt.
Of those, because I feel higher than just where you're at. So,
yeah.
What I felt when you first started talking about your education was you're going to be teaching at a college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Let me tell you, that's a big change from teaching. Didn't you say elementary, or didn't you say you were
right.
in elementary ed? Yeah. So you
elementary
are. Elementary
education. I have actually no experience working with. Being a teacher, actually, my undergrad was going towards occupational therapy, and I had to stop because I had a baby and my ex-husband left me shortly after, so I couldn't do it. When I finally went back to finish my master's degree in occupational therapy, he was the one with the health insurance, and then he was fired from his job, so I had to stop and work full-time. And, of course, I couldn't go back because I had to stop in the middle of the classes, so I pretty much failed at the classes that I was taking. So I finally was able to go back in the fall of last year, and I've been going full-time, nonstop, doing my education degree. And, you know, knock on wood, I'm hoping to finish it. I have two classes this summer. I have one class to do during the fall semester, and I'm supposed to be doing practicum hours, but I don't know how that's going to be. You know, the practicum hours is up in the air. So,
can I ask you a question? There's a big difference because, if I'm correct, there's a difference between what you take for elementary and what you take for a college-type professor degree. You know, you can't – I think they go 0 to 6, 6 to – I mean, middle school to high school. So isn't that how your teaching degree works?
Depending on what it is, because if you're a teacher, you could be a teacher in the college but teach directly for those grades. For instance, I have a professor who did, you know, K through 6, because that's in Massachusetts, it's K through 6. It's 6 to 8 and 8 to 12. And then it's adult education, like the adult kind of education. It's also pre-elementary. So I have a professor that I'm thinking about where she received her doctorate in elementary education, and then higher education is her doctorate. And she teaches as a professor in the college, but directly for, you know, specifically K through 6 or 1 through 6.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to teach those teachers who are going to be teaching the okay, I got it totally. I feel like exactly what Annabelle and Brenda said. You bit off a lot more than unfortunately you can chew at this point between kids, a husband, and your job. And I feel like you're drawn and need your education because you can't count on anybody being there for all the time. And I'm not quite sure why. So it's either how you're picking them or lessons learned. I did a whole big show, guys, and that's when I didn't see anybody there, and I think everybody fell off, on soulmates. And soulmates aren't always in your life. You could have five soulmates in one lifetime, and they're there to either pay off karma or to they owe you something from past lives. And sometimes it's children and they walk away and you then have your child or your children and you are meant to move on. So whatever it is, I feel like you've got to look at what you're doing when you're picking your pickers off a little bit. But I really feel that it's karmically laid out, your life. So
was I that bad in a past life?
Oh no. They might owe you things, and they're just not the right one to take you forever into this lifetime. So it could be that you have a kid from each husband here, and the next guy that you meet, he might be older and he doesn't have any children, and that he's the one that's going to take you through the rest of your life. It also could be that you've picked people in your life to help you with what you're doing, but you picked them at the wrong time, and you picked them for different reasons. Because I have a feeling if you look at the two guys you picked, you wouldn't, and you were 10 years older, or you didn't have kids, you wouldn't look at them to have married. So I can tell you that I hate when we say that a relationship isn't going to work, because you never know. But is there any infidelity in this marriage?
There has been at the beginning, not physical, but he did stuff on the phone and went through different websites and talked to people, and
yes,
he thought it was no big deal, and it became a huge issue. It's my understanding,
yes,
and it's my feeling that he's stopped it, but I have a feeling he's starting to do it again, our anniversary that he started, because he now hides his phone, and he walked away to the bathroom a couple times, because our anniversary was yesterday, and he walked to the bathroom a couple times, and he, hugged his phone like he didn't want me to see what's on his phone.
Well, like Adam,
well, I think that is like a disease with people. It's like it's like an addiction. Yeah.
The problem I have is that instead of really working on this marriage, both of you have pulled away. What are you doing? Are you both trying, or have you both decided that you're going to give up? Because I feel like there's really resentment on both your and his end. So there's always two sides to every story, and I don't want to get into it because we only have 2 minutes, but if you're going, I hate to see a marriage end. I don't think everybody belongs together, but the big thing with you two is communication, and I feel like you married him, and you had no clue really who he was. So I don't believe you can change anybody, but I believe that you can work towards something. So if this is not meant to be, but I feel like the two of you resent each other. I can feel the resentment in you and him. So there's obviously issues on both of your parts. I'd love you to try to communicate a little bit better. And that's all. I can't go into it online. But I feel like you've broken down so much of the communication. He's not getting what he wants. You're not getting what you want. Therefore, they're two separate lives in the same house, but you're bitter and he's bitter, because he has a different story than you have, I will guarantee you. So
right.
I'm going to give you a tiny little bit of advice in 1 minute and 36 seconds, and that is start to try to communicate and talk. It won't take you believe me, even if this marriage is going to go, you're still going to be involved with him. Try really hard for the communication on both of your ends. Start now, because otherwise it's not going to be a pretty, pretty thing. Okay?
I really don't think he wants to talk.
No.
I have to add this really quick. In about 20 years from now, okay, you're going to be a well-known healer. Okay?
Whoa!
You're going to go back to what you were interested in physical therapy, but this is spiritual healing.
What I thought too.
That you will be doing that in
See,
that period
the
of time.
You're not the first person to tell me. Someone told me that my life, and I'm going to be 30. Someone told me that around the time I'm 30, my life is going to change and things are going to happen. And apparently I'm supposed to write a book, and I hate writing.
I do too, and they tell me the same thing.
Well, you're gonna, yeah, you're gonna meet somebody that's gonna help you do that when the time is right. It's not right now. You don't have time for that right now.
I only have 23 seconds left, but I have to tell you, the minute I heard that you did occupational therapy, I thought, what, you are in the wrong field in that teaching. But that's okay. I mean, you know, I believe you're a healer also. So call us back. We'll be here. I just can't. I have 7 seconds. So I love you
all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy birthday. And I'll sing happy birthday to you if you call back. Thank you for listening and coming, everyone. I will talk to you tomorrow at 1. It will be Hal Solomon in the house. Thank you, my bells. Love you.
Okay.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.